from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show, Thursday, February 2nd. Thank you for joining us. Always broadcasting live from the Morongo Casino Studios here in Los Angeles. And you can always follow us on Instagram and Twitter at FHF Show, or really FHF Show in every platform that you're on. That's the way to find us on Facebook and Snapchat and even the website, FHFShow.com, where you can become a VIP and get the show anytime you want on any device you have, podcast and webcast. Every single day we webcast this show. Did you hear Beyonce's pregnant with twins?
Yes.
Yeah, how's Coachella going to happen? She posted a picture of herself with like the big old baby bump, and it's twins, so it's a big old baby bump, and she's supposed to be headlining Coachella.
Well, so
I'm thinking she's canceling that.
If I think when you're pregnant, you probably don't announce it until you're at least 4 months, because that's the safe place, like it looks like we're through, you know.
And that's in April.
So that's in April, March.
So it's going to be 6.5 months pregnant up there doing her lemonade dances.
No, you can't move like she does. It can't be safe for the fetuses. It'd be different if she sat on a stool and sang like Barbara Streisand.
Right.
But no, she's out there doing, you know, severe movement. That can't be healthy for what's inside of you growing.
There's no word on the sex of the twins, but she doesn't care as long as they're happy, healthy, and don't have Jay-Z's face. there's TMZ just reported Coachella performance up in the air for Beyonce. So if you were excited about her being there, I don't think so.
Yeah, I can't see her doing any of her moves at all unless she wants to turn into like an unplugged version of her hits.
Which,
hey, folks, I'm pregnant. I can't move like I normally do. So I'm going to sit here and sing my songs. But that won't work, will it?
Uh-uh.
You got to be moving around. You got to be, you can't be, you know, turning everything into a ballad. You should have put a ring on it. It's not going to work.
All the single ladies. All the single ladies. Put your hands up. I'm up in the club. Yeah, it's not going to be the same.
Why do you sing like that when you do Beyonce?
I don't know.
You're an impersonator, but you can't be like, up in the club.
That was
you
almost,
start singing like your mom in church.
Oh, yeah, that was Julie Andrews, I thought.
I know.
That was very, very Sounds of Music-ish.
Ross, you said you had another personal story besides the guy parking out in front of your house that you wanted to get to. It was in your right hand. So.
I do, and it also involves a photo to show you. Now, I feel uncomfortable showing you this, but I must because this has happened to me many times, and I'll bet it's happened to some of you as well. Have you ever been walking down the sidewalk, or as happened to me yesterday, the situation in a very long, huge parking garage where I park my car at the very far end because that's the only space, and the exit's the other end of the parking garage. It's like a block away, right?
Uh-huh.
You ever been walking in a place like this or even on a sidewalk, and you find yourself right next to a stranger or right behind them, and because you're both going the same speed and you're both going the same direction and apparently going to the same place, in this case, the only exit of the garage, you're kind of stuck together. You know, like two fighter jets doing a stunt, like the Blue Angels. You're almost wing-to-wing, but you're strangers and you're not acknowledging each other. Well, there was this woman who apparently had parked right next to me, and she got out of her car. She took off. So I'm like 6 or 8 steps behind her the entire way.
You took a picture of her?
Well, yeah, I took.
Well, no.
Because what was weird was.
That's weird.
I'm walking behind her.
Creepy, Frosty. I can't even tell you.
Well, we had covered half the parking garage already, and I'm right behind her, and I noticed our steps were in sync. We were stepping at exactly the same pace, the same time.
Right, people do that.
And I thought, well, this is weird, and I know she knows it's weird, and I know she knows that I can hear it, and I know that she knows that I know it's weird, and I know she knows it's weird, so I'm going to change my pace. And I sped up to, like, try to pass her. I couldn't keep up because she sped up. So now we both sped up. I thought, okay, I'll slow down and let her go. Well, I slowed down, and she slowed down because she got tired, too. So we were stuck. So then I thought, I got to take a picture of this woman from behind to show you my dilemma. So halfway through the garage, with halfway more to go, I know she had to be scared to death. I took her photo just to show, what do you do? Well, am I supposed to stop and let her go? I was in a hurry.
Why don't you strike up conversation?
That's weirder.
What are we talking about? Hey, how's your side of the parking garage right next to me as we walk to this exit?
You say things like, are you stalking me? What's going on
right now? I'm behind her, so technically I'm stalking her. But anyway, see, I guess the etiquette would be you're supposed to stop and act like you tie your shoe to let her go. But I had an appointment to keep and I was running late, so I couldn't stop. So I'm stuck with this woman.
Did she ever look over her shoulder and see you?
No, but I know she knew I was there because I was just as close as you are to me.
You had the idea that you wanted to pass her, so you started walking faster. Then she started walking faster. So she's thinking that if she hears the footsteps behind her walking faster, that you're coming up behind her.
And she started walking faster.
Right. Away from you.
And as a woman, that's very scary. You guys don't understand what that's like, but parking garages are scary. They're in a lot of movies where you're grabbed.
I know. She never looked at you.
No. And this was daylight, so it's not like,
but
you know,
still,
night. It was well lit and daylight, and there's people all, you know,
the
around.
The feet behind me are now walking faster, and I'm like,
I don't think the lesson here is what you should have done as a man. Do I walk faster? Do I tie my shoe?
It was uncomfortable.
I think it's for a woman in a parking garage with a man walking behind her. What should she have done? Not what you have done.
Well, I don't think the onus is on her, because I'm technically following her.
She was the one who was scared. You knew what was going on. You're behind her, so... As a woman in a parking garage, what should she have done if she hears footsteps behind her? And it's innocent, obviously, in this particular case, but what do you do?
Probably turn around and mace me.
Yeah.
I haven't done anything wrong. I'm just walking to the same exit she's walking to.
We just happened to be faster. She felt threatened.
If I were her, I would probably fake like I'm on live video so that nothing, I'd be like, oh, hey, everybody, Facebook Live. I'm here at the blah, blah, blah parking lot. You know what I mean?
I'm just following this woman who's six feet in front of me and she keeps matching my steps.
If I'm her and I'm scared, I would make sure that you're I'd be like, Facebook Live, I'm here at
I
Target.
Really I'm oh, sorry, Heidi. I don't think that would deter anybody because I've heard so many stories about what people do on Facebook Live where it's like people have committed suicide on Facebook Live. People have committed gang rapes on Facebook Live. So when you're like, hey, I'm on Facebook Live, it's like, well, I wasn't going to rape you until you put us on Facebook Live. I'm like, oh, no.
All right, damn it. All right, my idea.
So if we're halfway through the garage and we've had this quasi unspoken relationship for like a minute and a half already with me walking right behind her. If suddenly she starts Facebook Living, I know that she thinks I'm a creep.
Why didn't you go, I mean, you're walking down, you're behind the cars that are parked on the right side
yes.
of this parking garage. Why don't you walk behind the cars on the left side?
Well, I was already on the right side, and she was already on the right side.
But go across this walk 20 feet to your left and start walking down the left side.
Here's the other part of that, Frank. Weirdly, a couple times I did veer a little bit, and she veered with me. And so it's kind of like she was following me from in front of me.
She was trying to do the same escape tactic.
Yes.
Like, let me go left, then you go left.
And I decided to go left. Now we're both going left. So then I'll go back right, and she decided the same thing at the same time. And again, our steps are exactly matching.
Then you should have stopped.
Then pretended
you were getting into the trunk of a car that wasn't yours. Just so, that was his car back there. He's not a weirdo. He wasn't trying to do anything.
But I couldn't stop because I was running late. I had a haircut appointment. I had to get there. I was running late.
She has no idea what's going on. You know what's going on because you're following her.
It's so scary.
So you freaked her out.
Okay, this was maybe a little freakier than normal because it was in a parking garage.
If you had a creepy guy in a striped shirt follow you in a parking garage yesterday, give us a call, 1-800-955-KLOS. I want to talk to you.
But it hasn't happened to you on the sidewalk, too, where you end up with your walking the same pace, right? Maybe beside or next to someone, and you're not really talking or anything because there's no relationship.
I don't think I notice people that much.
Do you slow down so let them go? Why should I slow down and let you go? I'm going same place. No, you slow down.
I have my destination. My destination is the end of this parking garage.
And so is mine.
That's where I'm walking. If you're walking there too, I don't care where your destination is. I only care about mine.
So if this was you, Frank, 6 or 8 steps in front of me, and you heard someone walking right behind you the entire length of the parking garage,
I'd probably look over my shoulder to see who it was. If I was suspicious
and
at
then,
all, I'm gonna like.
What do I do? Wave back. Hi.
Yeah. I'm like, you follow me? No, I'm parked down here too. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I am following you because we're clearly going to the same
hole. I'm not following you. I'm parked
I'm
down here.
I'm going where you
well.
Are, lady. Would you turn around?
My destination has nothing to do with
would
you.
Would you turn around and walk your ass to that exit so I can get the hell out of here and run it late?
What's Frosty wearing? Corduroys?
That's
the sound effect you got? I can't tell if he's eating or walking.
Well, that's the other thing.
It's probably
I do make lots of noises when I walk. It's not a quiet. She was very quiet.
Amber has a suggestion for what you should have done. Hello, Amber.
Hey, I was thinking, why don't you just fake a call? Like, hey, I'm on my way. I'm running late. I'll be there soon.
It would have
freaked her out if she knew you were late and wasn't following her.
That's good. Like, say, hey, I'm on my way. I'm just walking to my car right now.
No, I say you fake the phone call. That's like, yeah, I'm running late. Yeah, my next victim's walking really fast.
Oh, my God.
I can't seem to catch her.
No.
So,
Frank.
Can we wrap this up? Because she's getting further away from me.
Yeah, that'll help.
She runs to her car and she's gone.
Weirdly, you could get away with that because, you know, it's Frank. me, I get shot. You know, and there's one other thing. I did think from behind, I think she has beautiful
Thanks, Amber.
Hair. Look
she
at her
look, yeah.
beautiful hair.
She's redheaded. She's probably Irish. It's probably your soulmate.
Could
because
be.
You guys were step in step. Like,
yes.
you're, like you're dancing 20 you, feet apart.
The universe was putting you together.
Maybe that was our moment.
She was a nice Irish lass.
We walked the entire block together, sort of, and I let her go without nary a word.
She's probably from County Cork.
She may be holding a paint in her agent.
And then her name is Patio Furniture.
Well, I notice her hair is long. It's unusually long, halfway down her back. It's really full. I felt
She's
like
got
saying,
good hair.
I feel like saying, I really like your hair. Would that have been out of place?
No, oh, no, God. No, no.
Excuse me.
I bet it smells like strawberries.
It's beautiful hair.
She does have some nice red hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the prettiest hair I've ever seen.
Does the carpet match the drapes?
Oh, my God.
Why am I all of a sudden Charles Nelson Reilly?
Does the carpet match the drapes?
Who wouldn't care about her carpet matching drapes at all?
I know, exactly. That way it's not offensive. She's like, he doesn't really care. He's just curious.
No,
Anyway, I hope I didn't scare the poor woman.
Oh, man.
You know, I forgot that my cell phone made a click when it takes a photo. I've never understood why they make it do that, because there's no shutter clicking.
So that people know when creepy people are in parking garages or taking pictures of their backside?
That's why I need a switch to shut that off.
You put your phone on silent.
I was innocently taking a photo of this woman so I could tell the story. It goes, click! So she heard me take this photo.
Oh, my God, Frosty.
So then I thought, well, I better take a couple more because she'll think maybe I'm just photographing cars. So now I'm like, click, 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 yeah. click, click, click. I've got
how,
eight different
How long did she cry in a hot shower last night?
Oh, yeah, she's definitely called
praying
a friend.
To Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Forget me home what? Safely.
So what story is she telling today?
Oh, yeah.
You'll never guess what happened to me in a parking garage. I'm not sure she ever got a look at me because when we finally got to the exit, she went sort of left and I went right, and we, you know, went our separate ways.
Never made eye contact.
No.
Wow, that's strange. Yeah. She was
so
terrified.
Yeah.
She couldn't even move her neck.
I was hoping she wouldn't go right because then we got to walk to the entrance of the building together, and then probably get in the elevator together, and probably go to the same floor
right.
together. And then
when we come back, we have Andy. He is a cop, and he has a suggestion for what a woman should do if she's ever in that situation where she's scared and feels like somebody's following her in a parking garage. So Andy's going to give you ladies some advice when we come back. But we got to get traffic first with Lisa May. What's going on, Lisa?
Traffic report is brought to you by...